Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Even though it is a holiday week, we still got stuff going on in the metro when it comes to what? Business. Some networking, maybe some social media, some opportunities for you to go learn and explore, go see, be seen, all of those kinds of things. And with us is Laura Kennard from Drake University, a school of entrepreneurship.
We're on a little hiatus, of course.
What is with Drake, anyway? I mean, you guys are out of school like on the 20th of December, and you don't go back until February.
Isn't it? No, well, pretty much.
Pretty
almost.
Much.
It's the end of January. Isn't that fabulous?
I got to get that
it's
job.
The best.
I got to get the job, I'm telling you.
Well, you know, you don't get paid when you're not working, though.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's why I work all the time.
So I'm, you know, because I'm an adjunct with few different places, and so it's not the same as like if you have like a salary where then you could really enjoy that month off. Right?
So that would be tenured, right?
Or even like a regular employee.
Employee.
You know, although there's probably regular employees that are working during this month.
Yeah,
I don't
sure.
know about teachers.
You know, one of the interesting things about that is we just had something on the NewsHour not long ago. How many colleges and universities count on adjunct?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's like huge numbers, like 60%. Uh-huh. I'm making that up right now because
no,
I can't remember
right.
what the number
it's
is.
Huge.
But the number is absolutely
right.
huge for how college, and of course, yeah. you don't have to pay benefits. You don't have to pay lots of different things. And so,
I know we talk about like Walmart and all
yeah,
these
right.
kind of things that,
right.
like, oh, they just keep you under the 30, you know, hours a week so that they don't have to pay you anything.
Hello, well, colleges and universities.
What? Colleges do the same thing.
Exactly.
And we don't hear about that too often, but, you know, I mean, I love the opportunity, you know, when I did it, it's because I wanted to get my foot in the door
sure.
and get that experience. But ultimately, you know, originally I was like, oh, then in a couple years, I'll, you know, be on my road to being a professor there
right.
regular. And unfortunately,
it just
hasn't
happened
yet. It's
not just
Drake. Nope. It's yeah. all of them. Like the opportunities to actually become a regular professor is really like there's people that adjunct for 8, 9, 10 years and are still like I suppose it depends on what you're teaching and stuff, but that are still waiting and haven't, you know, had a permanent thing. So it's definitely not something you want to hold your breath.
Yeah, so, clearly,
sure.
yeah.
Yeah, no.
All right. So is anything going on business-wise this week?
Yes, there are. You know, interestingly, one thing many people probably know about HubSpot. Many
yes.
people might not know about HubSpot. HubSpot has a lot of great free resources that they, you know, sort of give to smaller businesses and folks because it's more of an enterprise
right.
solution. But they're very much experts in customer relationship management and social media and, you know, the power of content. And of course, then they leverage their platform to use content in ways that really do lead development and what we call inbound marketing.
Right.
So, but they have a quarterly event. So this is their Q4 event. So they're finishing up the year.
Just like the rest of us.
That's right. With their HubSpot user group. So this is, you know, a lot for people who are HubSpot users and they want to be more effective and they can get together with other HubSpot users. But it's not just, it's open for other people to come.
Okay. So when is this?
So this is going to be tonight. So from 5 to 7 p.m., Monday, December 30th. So it's at Fire Creek, which is a really nice little restaurant on South 50th Street in West Des Moines. So
right,
off
I
Mill
was just
Civic.
There. Yeah. They have
a
nice private
little,
room.
They do have a nice little private
yes.
room. I've done some events there before.
I just did a speaking engagement there, as a matter of fact.
So nice. What they're going to be doing in this particular user group event is happy customers can turn into your best marketers. Learn the importance of the feedback loop with your customers, as well as tips and tricks to use their positive experience to your best asset. So right. That seems like a really good topic. Mm-hmm. And whether you are a, you know, HubSpot user yourself
or just
not.
Want to learn how to do this.
Or just want to learn about HubSpot. This event provides the opportunity for discussion as well as networking with other professionals. Join for free appetizers and a drink or two.
Wow.
And so you can register. It says you can register and it looks like it's events.hubspotusergroups.com. But you probably better do that right away.
Right.
Yeah, because it's tonight. We talked about it last week, but I should have mentioned that it looks like they have a registration link. So you can find this on Facebook as well.
Right. We'll go ahead and put that up on the radio blog. Yeah.
So great conversation. Hopefully, if you look in the future, it seems they have these every quarter. So, and it's very much customer relationship management focused. So then the other things that are going on, of course, there's a lot of New Year's Eve things. This is a little bit more from the social side, but we mentioned Hello Marjorie's, which is really
great. They just did something last week.
And they have something for the new year also. Hello Marjorie's third annual no cover and no reservations New Year's Eve. So apparently you could just show up.
Right. I have a friend. This is a true story. I have a friend who, on caucus night, which is February 3rd, I think it is, on caucus night, they go from place to place to place.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
The Sunday before caucus night. That's what, and they see all of these journalists from all over because they're in Iowa
they're
for the caucus,
in town,
right?
For the caucus, and
But Hello Marjorie, you know, last week we were talking about Festivus.
Oh, Festivus, yeah, but that was at 515.
Right, and yeah. I went.
Oh, yeah.
And aired grievances for 2 hours.
You did.
I have a hell of a lot of grievances, let me tell you. So I was there grieving.
Michael,
for 2 hours.
That's so fun. I'm glad you went. Yeah. How was everyone?
Oh, it was
How
full.
Were the grievances?
The grievances paled.
Paled in comparison to yours?
To my grievances. I have serious grievances.
He was saving them up.
Festivus. Anyway,
that's
that was fun.
Funny.
So thank you for the tip last week. I would have missed that. But and
oh,
I'm probably the folks at 515 Brewing are probably... would have been happier had I not gone.
They were like, it was about grievances, but
now it's all about him.
Not just about all your grievances, Michael.
So, anyway, fun.
One of them is, I don't know. All of the lovely, we were just talking about your lovely rescue work that you do with puppies. And I know that's like a love-hate thing. Like, there are a lot of work, but what a big heart you guys have for helping these little folks like Yofi. Just to let you guys know, we're staring right at Yofi right now.
Yofi's in the studio.
And Yofi is so cute.
Yeah, and on the floor is, right next to me, is Tinker. She's the newest addition.
The new addition. Yeah. She is so sweet with her overbite. She's so sweet. But she has the sweetest little face. Anyway, it's a wonderful thing
have to post a photograph. That's what we'll do. We will post a photograph of Laura holding both Tinker and Yofi.
Okay.
That way, okay, is that all right?
All right.
We'll do that.
Yeah, you'll have to forgive my. We're doing a very casual end of year, with the hair and the ponytail and a t-shirt. So, with puppies, that's what we'll do.
That's it.
So, all right. Anyway, so that's there's a lot of just New Year's Eve things and fun stuff going on. And then when we get into right after the first of the year, Fem City Des Moines is having a January coffee connection on Friday, January 3rd. So that's a 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. thing. And it is in Urbandale at the Revel Hotel Des Moines.
Yeah, it's a beautiful new hotel. It's a couple of years old now.
But it's newish,
newish.
A renovation?
Yeah. It was a stick built.
Oh, it was built.
Let's see. It is right next door to the machine shed on Douglas.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So if you've never checked that, I didn't know about it. So
Is it Douglas? Wait a minute. No, not Douglas. It's on Hickman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right next to the Machine Shed, Living History Farms Machine Shed.
And then they have this nice new hotel. Yes, yes. Okay, perfect. Well, so Fem City is doing their Coffee Connection there for January.
At 7:30 in the morning?
Yes, early in the morning, 7:30 to 9.
That's
and
cruel.
The point is, so, yeah, right, start off the new year and just get in there early. And this, of course, is a good time that if you were thinking about, of course, Fem City, it has a lot of women entrepreneurs. And if this is something that you see their posts all through 2019, because they're very active, and you're just wanting to, you're thinking that maybe it's time to join, this would probably be a great opportunity for you to find out more. So then on January, so, and of course, being that it's the first Friday in January, and we're kind of talking about that stuff a little ahead of time since we don't have, you know, a ton of stuff going on. But I imagine all the regular first Friday things will be kicking off. So that's Gravitate. We'll have their free co-working for the day. And I would say also Sunday, January 5th, we will actually have our very, 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 very first official Entrepreneur Assembly Roundtable. So we've kind of been teasing
for the runway.
At the runway. We've been kind of teasing people about these workshops. Everything we've done so far has been more informational, but we're rolling up our sleeves now and actually kicking that off. So we've had a lot of interest, and the way that that program works, Sunday, 2:30 to 5:30. So we like to say, for those that are go to church, it's after church and before dinner. So on Sunday, 2:30 to 5:30. And the workshop is like this. You come, you get to do an elevator pitch. So if you don't know what an elevator pitch is, we'll fill you in on that. But it's a very quick summary of your business, something very good to practice. And so you can do practice that every month continue to work on that. After everyone kind of gets to tell what they're about and what their business is or their business idea, because there will be plenty of people there that are just getting something off the ground, other people that have started but they're growing or want to. And so then we'll break off into roundtables. So we have our whole space set now for two separate group areas. And then we have tables that are already set up so that you can go to your roundtables. Each roundtable will have 4 to 5 people and a facilitator. The point of the facilitator, basically, they will make sure everyone stays on time. So everyone gets to have their time to talk about what's going on in their business. And then during that roundtable time, you are going to pick 3 marching orders. Okay, so kind of 3 big rocks that you need to get pushed to get on to the next part of your business. And the group, as well as the facilitator, will kind of help you set those 3 goals. And the other thing they do then is help you become accountable for those, because when you get together next, the following Sunday, you will need to report about those goals. And
got it.
You also have a group that you can maybe count on if in the meantime you want to say, hey, I'm having trouble this one. During that time, maybe someone has a resource for you to help with that. So after the round tables, we get back into the big group, and then each table can share something, maybe a resource that they think everyone should hear about.
Well, who can come to this?
Everyone can come to it. Anyone can come to
it. Anybody out there that's listening that would like to be part of this adventure, how much does it cost?
So for this one that's coming up, we won't have a charge. In the future, we're going to be about $20 a month. And that's really just to help with some of our administrative
supplies.
And we'll probably have some snacks. You know, it's a long 3 hours. So
$20 a month. You know, come on.
Yeah, $20
a month. To really help you bootstrap your business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whatever that business happens to
be. Yeah, and we have another opportunity on January 22nd, which is a Wednesday night from 5:30 to 8:30. So if Sunday doesn't work for you, so you'll pick one, you know, or maybe there's a month that you're like, oh, I can't do the Sunday. But so do it once a month. It's replicated.
Got
it. So you just pick which one
that's
works for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's at the Runway. It's on Army Post Road in what used to be called Southridge Mall.
Yep.
And so we will have a link up on the radio blog, so you can find out more about it.
So Southridge is just Southridge now, but you can still go inside. And there's a doorway between Marshall's and the Shoe Carnival. And if you walk right in that doorway to the middle, you'll see a stage area, and our space is right to the left. Right. So anyway, we and would appreciate having anyone join.
Sunday the 5th.
Also, if you're interested in being a mentor or a facilitator, we also would like to invite you to come and find out about that. So anyway, so we've got that on January 5th. And then we're rolling into the next week already.
Wow.
So there's a lot of stuff we'll be talking about. One thing that you could put on your calendar for Tuesday, January 7th, though, a little bit ahead, is we will be having, there's a conference called SOAR. It's a profitability conference, and it's put on by the Modern Muse, and it is... we'll have a little bit more information next week about it, but SOAR to New Heights by Bridging the Gap Between Productivity and Profitability. So that sounded really
work
interesting.
Work smarter,
to me.
Not harder.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
And the other thing, we don't have it on our calendar yet because it just popped up, but there is a group that gets together once a month, and it's about promoting small business, and it's called One More Customer. And we're going to be hosting that on Thursday, the first Thursday in January at the Runway also in the morning. So we're going to have that in the morning. And we'll have that on the Runway Innovation and Events. We have all of the events that happen in our space. And that one is always once a month will be about networking. And there is a video series with different business topics. And so after you watch this 20-minute video, you have an opportunity to go around the room and say, okay, we learned that. How do we put it into action? What are your ideas for doing something with that?
One more customer.
One more customer.
Got it.
So we'll have more information about that as well.
All right. Well, that's about a wrap.
Yeah.
We got to go. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Look for the photograph.
Oh, yes, look for the photo. The dogs will hopefully, you know, be the cute, very
hopefully.
Cute. So.
All right. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, Drake University School of Entrepreneurship. And she's going to go bark, bark.
Bark, bark.
Yep. All right, that about wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. The music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Laura Kennard, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.